Afternoon Theatre.
The Princess of the Island, a play for radio by Diana Morgan and Patrick Hampshire, freely adapted from the novel Frosso by Anthony Hope. In this production, Barry Justice plays Lord Oxley, while the part of Frosso is played by Elizabeth Proud. The story opens in London towards the end of the 19th century.
Milord?
The Turkish Embassy, Truscott.
Very good, milord.
Well, let me help you, Duchess.
Thank you, Charles. My dear Charles, do we have to go to the Turkish Embassy? They give the worst dimashes in all London.
The champagne's unbeatable.
And the conversation unbearable. We spill it to the Montclairs, and their soirees are simply divi.
I'm not spending the evening merely poodle-baiting, Beatrice. I particularly want to see the ambassador about my island.
Oh, I knew we'd get back to that tiresome island of yours, sooner or later.
My island is not tiresome.
All islands are tiresome, even England, except in the season. Now, Charles, I want you to understand, I'm not coming with you.
My dear Beatrice, you've made that abundantly clear.
I shall be much too busy with my trousseau. I can't have anything wiser than the English Channel between me and Monsieur Worth at a time like this.
Certainly not the whole of the Mediterranean and most of the Aegean.
Charles, how could you have been so absurd? Buying an island you've never even seen.
I've always wanted to own an island. It was my childhood dream.
Charles, I hope you're not going to turn out to be eccentric.
The money Uncle George left made it possible, and it cost far less than your emerald tiara.
An emerald tiara was always my childhood dream.
Touché.
By the way, what's the idiotic place called?
My island is called Neopale.
Neopale? Oh, Charles.
Major and Mrs. Rupert Altonbury, Colonel Jonathan Mansell, Admiral Sir Dennis Rook and Lady Rook, Miss Beatrice Amberley and Lord Oxley.
Dear Miss Amberley, more ravishing than ever. You're a lucky man, Oxley.
I am indeed, Your Excellency.
You are also the new owner of Neopalia. The matter came to my official notice.
I must oblige your government's ready consent to the transfer.
Oh, nothing to us. In fact, the tribute we receive from the islanders, such as it is, should be safer. You have an excellent reputation, Oxley.
But don't you think it rather absurd, Your Excellency, for Charles to buy a Greek island?
The last would-be purchaser of the island, a Baron des Anvilles, was killed most unpleasantly.
Well.
But that was 200 years ago.
The Earl and Countess of Clanroydon.
Ah, my dear Lady Clanroydon, more ravishing than ever.
So kind.
You're a lucky man, Clanroydon.
What did I tell you about the champagne, Beatrice?
Who's that dark and rather divy man over there? He keeps staring at you, Charles.
At me? With you standing beside me?
Yes. Odd, isn't it? Look, the ambassador's beckoning him over. He really is far too handsome for a foreigner.
Ah, my dear Constantine. I wanted a word with you. Lord Oxley is here.
I am aware of that, Your Excellency.
I'm perfectly certain there will be no trouble, but I gather the islanders are none too pleased at your father selling Neopalia.
Indeed. I'm seldom there, Your Excellency.
Neopalia's loss is Monte Carlo's gain.
You are too kind.
Muraki Pasha and Madame Muraki.
Ah, dear Madame Muraki. You look more ravishing than ever. A Parisienne of Parisienne.
You are always a flatterer, Your Excellency.
And you a fascinator. You're a lucky man, Muraki Pasha. I have been for nearly 17 years, Your Excellency. Our eldest son is already at the military academy. You and Monsieur Stephanopoulos know each other, of course.
Of course, of course. Muraki Pasha, after all, is the gentleman appointed by your government as governor of our island.
Lord Oxley's island. Constantine, my dear fellow, pray take Madame Muraki into the supper. Some really excellent dolmas, madame. Divine leaves direct from my gardens on the Bosphorus. And, of course, that soupçon of mint in the stuffing.
Oh.
Madame.
Enchanté. Tell me, Monsieur Stephanopoulos, it is true that your father told me your father.
A brief well, word, madame. Pasha.
Your Excellency, I gather that our young friend is extremely angry that his father has sold Neopadia.
Constantine Stephanopoulos should have realized that even a rich man may cease to be a rich man if his son plays roulette. You do not gamble. Not with a little ball and colored numbers, Your Excellency.
I think a visit to Neopalia in the near future might be advisable.
Indeed. Is that charming little Stephanopoulos' niece still in residence?
Efrosini, do you mean?
Of course. The princess of the island, as the local people so quaintly term her.
I imagine she is there. She rarely leaves the place, I'm told.
A pretty child. Yes, Your Excellency, a visit might be advisable. Neopalia can be very charming in the spring.
Captain and the Honorable Mrs. Pleydell?
Ah, dear Mrs. Pleydell, more ravishing than ever. You are a lucky man, Pleydell.
Surely we can leave now, Charles.
I'll see you to your carriage.
Why don't you come into the Montclair?
My dear, I've arranged to give my cousin young Dennis Swinton supper at the Optimum. He's just passed out of Osborne, and this is the celebration.
I consider the Optimum a very vulgar place.
I agree, my dear, but I hear vulgarity is back in fashion. Now, if we make our adieu.
Dear cousin Charles, this place is absolutely top-notch.
And you like it, Denny? It has a certain je ne sais quoi. Some oysters or quail's eggs, perhaps?
Oysters, I think.
Waiter, 2 dozen oysters and 2 tankards of porter.
Yes, my lord. At once, my lord.
Now, tell me about your island, Charles.
Well, it's 9 miles long and about 5 wide and incredibly beautiful. It grows olives, grapes, of course, for wine, figs, peaches, passion fruit, and it cost me 7,550. The people are quite unsophisticated, but very good-hearted. All 370 of them.
Who did you buy it from?
A kindly old gentleman I met in Constantinople called Stefano Stephanopoulos. He was rather cut up at having to sell, but I'm told his son, Constantine, was badly dipped at Monte and money had to be raised somehow. A matter of family honor.
Ah. And what does the future Lady Oxley say to this venture?
Beatrice fears for my sanity, but she's far too absorbed in her trousseau and our wedding to be seriously concerned.
Then who's going with you?
Only my man Watkins. I must bring him along because he always knows where everything is.
Can you speak the lingo?
You forget I was third secretary in Athens for 2 years.
Oh, yes, of course. When do we leave?
We?
My dear Charles, you don't suppose I'd let you go without me. How do you propose to get to whatever it's called?
I've arranged to buy a small yacht. I shall pick it up at Rhodes.
And that's precisely where I come in.
Oh, how?
After all, I am a sailor. Not another word, Cousin Charles. It's settled.
Your oyster, my lord. A gentleman left his letter for you.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me, Jenny. Extraordinary. What do you make of that, Jenny?
Well, it's obviously foreign handwriting. The chant of one-eyed Alexander is dangerous. No signature. Is someone pulling your leg?
Waiter?
Milord.
You say a gentleman left this for me?
Yes, milord. I have not seen him before, but...
Go on.
Well, my lord, I am a Greek, and from his way of speaking, he also was...
The gentleman was Greek?
Yes, my lord.
Thank you.
Very good, my lord.
The chant of one-eyed Alexander is dangerous. A threat or a warning?
Sounds like both, I'm glad to say.
Well, finish up your oyster. We can talk about it later on.
Charles! What is it, Denny?
Land.
Where?
There, over to starboard. Here, take the glass.
Ah.
Please, up your expectations, what?
Just as I imagined. Rocky coast, little harbor, vineyards, and the small castle on top of the cliff.
A castle, eh?
Yes, probably built by the Crusaders.
Hooray, dungeons and all that.
How long before we get in?
We should drop anchor in about half an hour.
I wonder if there'll be anyone to meet us.
The jolly old mayor and corporation and the town band is my guess.
Yes, playing the chant of One-Eyed Alexander.
I hope so. Lewis, tell Dimitro, half speed ahead.
Aye, aye, sir. Hop, say, don't hit it off.
Anchor!
There seems quite a reception committee.
Pretty ugly customers, if you ask me. Where's the singing coming from?
Those men on the hillside, no.
What did I say, the town band? Well, if that's the jolly old chant, I don't think much of it. Now, cousin, what do we do now?
I'll go ashore with Watkins. That fat fellow with the cutlass looks as if he's the head man. Watkins?
Yes, my lord?
We're going ashore.
I'm coming with you.
The captain doesn't desert his ship, Danny.
Lewis is first mate, and he's in charge. Don't quibble, Charles. Lewis, the gangplank, his lordship and I are going ashore.
Aye, aye, sir. Canelaste esta escala.
Careful of the gangway, Charles. Wouldn't do to slip. Wouldn't look the thing at all.
Remind me to have a proper rail fixed instead of this flimsy bit of rope.
Haven't you got your sea legs yet? Here, take hold of my arm.
No, thank you.
Well jumped. How does it feel to set both feet on your own property?
Admirable. Now, here's the gentleman with the cutlass.
You wouldn't care to meet him on a dark night.
Care to? Imeo Lordos Oxley.
Εγώ χαιρετώ, Lord Oxley. Είμαι ο Βλαστός. I am Βλαστός. I speak English. I am head of the island assembly.
Oh, jolly good.
Grey Vlasto, I cannot tell you how happy I am to be in Neopalia.
Lord Oxley, I cannot tell you how unhappy I am that you are in Neopalia.
I beg your pardon?
For centuries, this island has belonged to the family Stephanopoulos, the family which I serve. Do you think that you can buy it from them?
I have bought it.
Somehow the money you have paid will be returned. That is the word of my master, the Lord Constantine.
The Lord Constantine? But I thought...
You thought, Lord Oxley, that in Greece we had no titles of nobility, no lords
well,
and
I
ladies.
I was not aware.
Well, you are right, but here in Neopalia things are different. Here we have our own ways and customs, and it is our privilege to pay honor to the family that has ruled this island for so many generations.
I see. Well, Kyrie Vlasto, you may tell your master this. Neopalia is mine, and I intend to claim it.
Do you hear what they are singing?
The chant of One-Eyed Alexander.
Many years ago, another foreigner thought to buy the island. Well, our great bard, One-Eyed Alexander, threw him from the cliff top there onto those rocks there. The chant celebrates his action.
Are you threatening me, Kyrie Vlasto?
I think you should return to your yachts, Lord Oxley.
Perhaps there's an inn somewhere we may talk in privacy. This quayside is hardly the place to discuss such matters.
Mm-hmm. The inn is over there. Please follow me.
Quite a welcome, Charles.
Wish I had brought my pistol.
My lord?
Yes, Watkins?
I have your lordship's brace of pistols upon my person as an ex-soldier.
Well done, Watkins.
Good old Watkins. Matter of fact, I nipped round to Jermyn Street before we left London and brought a brace too. I've got them on me now.
Good for you, Daddy.
I'm glad I'm not musical. Those fellows give me the horrors. What are they singing?
They say, death to those who steal the island. The worst of everything.
Delightful.
Please be seated, Lord Oxley. Some wine?
Thank you.
Jolly little pub, this. Reminds me of the detention cell at Osborne.
Osborne? I do not understand.
Never mind. I'll have a drop of the old Falernian, too.
I make my position absolutely clear, Kyrie Vlasto.
Mm-hmm.
I have bought the island and at a perfectly fair price from your lord, Stefano Stephanopoulos, and I'm here to take possession.
He had no right to sell.
He had every right to sell. His lawyer and mine drew up the agreement.
You cannot sell men and women.
He did not sell men and women. He sold a piece of land surrounded by the sea.
Upon which men and women live.
Oh, we're splitting hairs, Kiriev Lasto. I've bought Leopalia, and that's that.
The Lord Constantine said I must try to make you see reason. If not...
Where is your Lord Constantine? At Monte Carlo?
He's at the castle with the Lady Efrosini.
The lady who?
The Lady Efrosini, the Lady Frosso. Princess of the island, as we prefer to think of her here.
Is she Constantine's sister?
They are cousins. One day, we hope they will marry and rule the island together. Now, Lord Oxley, what answer am I to take to my lord?
Why does he use an intermediary? Cannot he speak for himself?
He is unwell.
You mean he's blotter?
Huh?
Drunk.
Now, you're insulting, young man.
Quite right. I am. When people say other people are unwell in that tone of voice, I put two and two together.
Kyrie Vlasto, pray escort me to the castle. I'll talk to your Lord Constantine.
You will wait here.
I'm afraid I must insist.
You are three people. I have 100 men at my call. You cannot insist.
That is correct, my lord. We're outnumbered.
So was Stout Horatius.
I beg your pardon, sir?
For how can man die better than facing fearful odds?
For the ashes of his fathers and the temples of his god.
Oh, yes, sir. Very appropriate. Yes, that reminds me of the campaign in the Sudan.
Another time, Watkins.
Very good, sir.
Kyrie Vlasto, will you bring your master here, then?
That will be as the Lord Constantine wishes.
By George, the fellow's locked us in. What the devil does he think he's up to now?
What's the time, Watkins? My watch has stopped.
6:10, my lord. We've been here 2 hours.
There must be some way out.
Door locked and bolted, window barred, not a hope. What are you doing, Watkins?
Reconnoitering, my lord. Well, it occurs to me, this being an inn...
Go on.
An inn must have cellars, my lord. Excuse me, Mr. Denny. Would you mind lifting your feet?
Whatever for?
I wish to remove the matting, sir. Yeah, I remember once, in a little skirmish up on the northwest frontier, we were locked up in a hill fort and... just as I thought.
What is it?
A trap door, sir. Just a minute.
Here, I'll give you a hand.
She's coming.
That looks like a ramp.
Yes, my lord.
To roll the barrels down, I suppose.
Presumably, my lord.
Well, we'd better roll ourselves down. You go first, Charles. Pity we haven't a toboggan or a tea tray. It would make matters easier.
I didn't mind going down the first ramp, but after coming up the second, I'm a bit puffed. You managed to shin up all right, Watkins.
Experience, sir. Once we were having a bit of trouble with the Afridi...
Here's the map of the island I gave you, Watkins.
Here it is, my lord.
Now, let's see. Where exactly are we?
Oh, the inn's marked, my lord. There.
Oh, yes.
We came out at the back, and we've climbed about 200 yards up this hill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the castle is over there, to the right, built on the very edge of the cliff. Well, I'd say it's another half-mile climb. If we follow that path, it should take us up on the high ground there, behind the castle.
Right, Watkins, roll the map up. We'll take the path.
You're determined to go up to the castle.
Why not? It's my castle.
What about that last dome, my lord? We're still outnumbered, if I may say so.
You may not, Watkins. I don't intend to enter the castle. If Vlasto and his chaps are already in possession, I simply propose to get up to that high ground there, and if I may say so, reconnoitre. You're out of condition, my lad.
I'd rather tackle the t'gallants of a ship in a gale than this hill. Why, it's as steep as Ben Nevis.
Give me the binoculars, Watkins.
Here, my lord.
Not much daylight left.
I have a supply of matches, my lord.
What we'll need are torches, not matches.
Hmm. I like my castle. As I thought, it's Crusader built. Typical castellation. By Jove, a drawbridge and a portcullis, too. Drawbridge down, portcullis raised. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Blasto and his men are leaving the castle now. They're crossing the drawbridge. And just about make them out in the dusk.
I wish they'd sing Knocked Him in the Old Kent Road instead of that dismal chant.
Now listen carefully. We'll creep down through the undergrowth and conceal ourselves in that clump of bushes over there by the side of the moat. When the coast is clear, we'll simply walk across the drawbridge and into the castle, where no doubt we'll find friend Constantine in person.
And if the drawbridge is pulled up?
It won't be. They don't know we're free. You two ready?
Oh, dear. I was just getting used to this hideaway. I've got thorns in my backside, and now the mosquitoes are having a field down my neck.
All clear. So far, so good. Now, just as I said, we walk across the drawbridge.
The place seems completely deserted, my lord.
Not even a Blotto Constantine to greet us.
No, Mr. Denis.
Watkins, do you know how a drawbridge and portcullis operate?
It's something to do with character balance, my lord.
Surely they didn't have them on the northwest frontier.
Matter of fact, Mr. Denny, the old Maharaja of Chaipur had a palace built in the manner of...
All right, Watkins, you try and find out how the thing works. Mr. Denny and I will explore.
Very good, my lord.
What was Watkins' rank?
Regimental Sergeant Major.
I should have known.
What a splendid dining hall.
Can't see Beatrice queening it here, though.
Beatrice could queen it anywhere.
Well, I think you're wrong, Charles. Though she frightens the life out of me, Beatrice is a fine woman. But all the same...
All the same what?
Well, she's... She always looks wonderful at Ascot or Henley or Cowes. But here... Well, she's too Ascot, Henley and Cowes for this place.
Beatrice, there's no wish to visit Neil Parley.
I wonder what this Frossel filly is like.
Short and fat, dark and oily, I expect. Now, let's see what's down this staircase.
More cellars. I only hope there's something in them.
What a vast place.
Enough booze to keep a ship's company drunk for months.
The local vino, mostly, I expect.
Might broach a barrel later on.
Much later on. Hello, what's that? Did you hear that, Denny?
Yes. So there is someone here. Seems to be coming from that alcove with the curtain. Here, take the revolver.
You don't light a match. Sounds like that Irish thing. What's it called?
Blarney?
No, keening, that's it. Lamenting for the dead. Come on, let's investigate.
I can see a chink of light.
Where?
Just above the curtain.
So there is. Good. Right. Now pull back that curtain, Denny. I'll stand by with my pistol. Slowly now.
Look. Lying there in the corner.
It's old Stephanopoulos, Constantine's father. He seems to be hurt. Come on. Mr. Stephanopoulos, it's I, Oxley. Can I help you?
Oxley. Lord Oxley.
Yes. Have you had an accident?
A mortal one, I fear. Rosa, be silent, my lord. There is not much time.
Denny, get some brandy. Watkins has a flask with him.
What? No, no. It's too late, Lord Oxley. No brandy can save me.
Sir.
Lift me up.
Here, give me a hand, Denny.
Rosa, my poor love. Go back to your brothers in the village.
They
and your youths will take care of you.
Are you sure you would like some more brandy, sir?
No, no. No, Lord Rosley. I must tell you, my son, Constantinos, is a dangerous man. I dared to cross him. He was drunk. He flew into rage and struck me down.
Me.
See your pirosa, Calimo. Prevena ministers to me, Lord. I must be with Lord Oxley.
Your son struck you down.
Yes. He had a knife. He's been hunting, you see.
Father, it's not possible.
You do not know, Constantine. No, Signor Rossi. I beg of you, do not let him marry Frosso. I beg you, take care of little Frosso. I should not have sold the island. It was to save the honor of my family. Forgive a foolish, proud man. And do not forget. Frosso. Frosso.
He's gone.
God rest his soul.
Ah, Debonair!
Pass the wine, Denny. Thank you. Old Stephanopoulos certainly kept a good cellar.
Yes, poor old chap.
Where's the woman, Madame Rosa?
Upstairs in her apartments.
His mistress, would you think?
I imagine so. We'll have to smuggle her out of the castle somehow.
We'll also have to bury the old man. Had you thought of that? Can't be left where he lies.
No, I suppose not.
Well, Watkins?
I've been checking the commissariat, my lord. There are 3 cows in the inner bailey, some chickens, and a couple of goats. There's plenty of cheese and a well of good water.
Good. We shall need it all if we're to withstand a siege. I make this room our HQ. Good view of the drawbridge and the pass and the village. We'll take it in turns to mount guard.
Have you ever been in a siege, Watkins?
Oh, yes, sir. Up in Balpur. Very ugly it was, until the 24th Foot came to relieve us. The South Wales borderers, you know. We used to call them the White Gurkhas.
Get any cookery lessons?
Very amusing, Mr. Denny.
Did your rations hold on?
No, my lord, but the rats did. Curried rat is quite palatable. I remember...
Oh, no, you don't, Watkins.
No, I don't, my lord.
Oh, no, not already.
Quick, the window, Watkins. Throw the binoculars.
Yes, my lord. There's a party of them advancing. I can see them quite clearly in the moonlight. Armed with muskets and cutlasses.
Bloodthirsty fellows. Good thing you managed to raise the drawbridge, Watkins.
A detachment of about 30, I'd say. Well, they're nearly up to the moat.
They can't cross it.
They can, my lord. They're carrying lights, gifts and ropes.
We'll have to do something to scare them off. Let's try a volley of shots over their heads.
Over their heads?
I said over, Denny. Pity we've only pistols.
I beg your pardon, my lord, but I found a rack of old muzzle loaders in the passage.
You did, by Jove.
Yes, my lord, and ammunition.
You should have been a field marshal, Watkins.
Yes, Mr. Denny.
In the passage, you said?
Yes, Mr. Denny, just to the right as you go out.
I'll have a decker.
Well, Watkins?
Oh, they've reached the moat now, my lord.
Wonder how they knew we were here. Saw the light in the windows, I suppose.
They seem to be having a parley.
Is Blasto there?
Yes, my lord. He seems to be arguing with a young boy.
How the devil do you load these things?
If you would take my place, my lord, I will endeavour to show Mr. Denny.
Right you are.
The binoculars, my lord.
Thank you. Yes, they're still talking. The youngster's getting pretty heated about something.
Well, now, see here, Mr. Denny. You take the charge and ram it down the muzzle. Not too rough, or it'll go off. Then the shot. There. And ram that down as well.
I see.
Then you fill the priming pan. Like so. Then back with the striker. So. And then easy on the trigger. Got it, Mr. Denny?
I think so.
Oh, keep the ramrod well clear of your body. If the charge should go off, unexpected-like, you'll escape with no more than a burned hand.
Oh.
Quick, now they're launching the skiffs.
You can bring a skiff to water, but you can't make it sink.
Sorry, Charles. Yes, Watkins, I think I've got the idea now.
Stand by, I'm going to fire a few warning pistol shots.
Then I'll fire a few even more warning shots.
Oh, no, you won't. Watkins will fire that gun of yours. You can load.
Charles!
Right, my lord.
Ha ha! That frightened him! Now, Watkins, your turn.
Ready, my lord?
It didn't like that either. Master thought we were at all. Once again, Watkins!
They can't get us, my lord. I remember at the siege of Kumasi.
You couldn't have been at Kumasi, Watkins. My twin brother was, Mr. Denny.
They're moving off. Fire again, Watkins! They're routed, at least for the present. Good heavens.
What is it, Charles?
That boy lying in one of the boats. He's hurt. One of our shots must have winged him. The others can't have spotted him. They're making off downhill as fast as they can. Watkins.
Yes, my lord.
Get the drawbridge down. Collect the lad.
Yes, my lord.
He might prove a very useful hostage in the present circumstances.
Here he is, my lord.
Excellent, Watkins. Lay him down on the table so we can take a look at him. Good looking, boy.
Is he badly hurt?
I don't think so, sir. A slight graze. Probably a ricochet. Medically speaking, my lord.
Don't tell me you're a doctor, too.
No, sir, but my brother used to assist the M.O. He passed me on a few tips.
He's coming round.
She's coming round, my lord.
She? What the devil do you mean, Watkins?
It's a young woman, my lord.
A young woman? By Jove, I believe you're right. And a damn pretty one at that.
Where's our fair hostage this morning?
Watkins has taken her upstairs to Madame Rosa. Silly girl, she might have been seriously hurt.
I call it dashed sporting of her.
Do you indeed?
Odd name for a girl, Frosso. Never heard it before.
A diminutive of Ephrosine, an old Greek name.
Princess of the island, didn't that chap Vlasto call her? She certainly looks like one. What a peach. Those eyes, aren't they beautiful? Black as your hat and those lips. A bit like Flossie Delamain, don't you think?
Not in the least.
Good old Flossie. She skimmed the cream off Bootle's salop, all right. I remember one evening...
You're as
at
bad
the...
as Watkins with your eye remembers.
One day Watkins will tell me he remembers Wellington at Waterloo. As I was saying, old Bootle's...
Yes, Watkins, what is it?
The young lady will receive you in the anteroom, my lord.
Is Madame Rosa still with her?
No, my lord. I escorted her across the drawbridge some minutes ago. She said she would make her own way down to the village.
Would you tell Miss Stephanopoulos that I'll be with her at once?
We will be with her at once, Watson.
I will be with her.
Oh.
You, Denny, will mount guard till my return. Constantine and Vlasto aren't going to give up so easily.
I wonder what Beatrice would say to your having a tete-a-tete with a 19-year-old peach.
Beatrice is a sensible woman.
And heaven preserve me from sensible women.
But, my dear young lady, you will admit it was not a sensible thing to do.
You have invaded my island.
Your island?
I am a Stephanopoulos. My people have owned this island from time immemorial.
But I've bought your island.
Do not quibble, Lord Oxley.
Miss Frosso, about your uncle.
Madame Rosa told me. I cannot speak of it. That Constantinos should do such a thing.
He was drunk.
My uncle wanted us to marry. Lord Oxley, have you buried him?
Last night in the outer bailey.
Oh.
We fired a volley over the grave after I'd said all I could remember of the burial service.
That was kind. Thank you.
I'm sorry if my presence affronts you, but the island is legally mine.
Legally, but not morally.
Now it is you who are quibbling.
What does Neopalia mean to you? A mere whim. You bought it without seeing it. You would not have bought a horse like that. For some reason, for some fancy, you wanted an island... And you have bought one that is not for sale.
I have always dreamed of owning an island. And this one was for sale. The money I paid has settled your cousin's debts at Monte Carlo.
The money will be refunded. I have jewels that I can sell, valuable jewels.
Keep them, and I'll keep Neopalia.
Never. We will never submit to the rule of a foreigner. A foreigner who will bring his friends here to laugh at us and our quaint customs.
Customs such as dressing up as a boy and leading an attack on an Englishman's castle, which, as you know, is his home.
We did not know you had arms.
Fortunately for us, we had.
Lord Oxley.
Yes?
You are in danger.
You mean you have a revolver hidden somewhere on your person?
Oh, you are laughing at me.
I am. I intend to stay here. Your islanders will soon get tired. And I left instructions with my yacht that if there were to be any trouble, to sail direct to Rhodes and inform the British consul.
Your yacht has been scuttled and the crew imprisoned.
No.
We are not stupid, Lord Oxley.
The Beatrice scuttled?
It was necessary.
My boat?
When you return to England, you can buy another. They are easier to buy than an island.
And how do you propose I get back to England? Swim?
Once a month, the boats from Cyprus call here.
If you allow me to return, why last night's show of force?
We are a hot-blooded people.
Miss Frosso, I'm going to be brutally frank with you. The island is mine. This castle is mine. You are in my custody.
And so?
We have provisions to withstand a siege. My man Watkins has experience of being besieged. You'll be free to come and go as you wish within the castle. But at night, I regret it'll be necessary to lock your apartments. Mm. You're smiling.
An English poet says, stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage.
Where did you learn that?
I had an English governess. She was very strict, but I grew to love her.
She must be proud of her pupil. Now, Miss Frossel, since you and I find ourselves forced into each other's company, cannot we try to be friends?
I cannot be friends with a thief.
If I had not bought Neopalia, could we have been friends?
Yes. Yes, I think so. You have a good face and...
Yes?
You smile with your eyes.
Then let us pretend I am not the villain you imagine me to be.
So you think my islanders will grow tired and accept you?
I think so. Oh, yes, I think so.
Lord Oxley, if we are going to be friends...
But of course we are.
Then as one friend to another.
Thank you.
I must warn you again. Your life is in danger. My cousin Constantino...
No need to tell me. I was with your uncle when he died. A man who could strike down his own father is capable of anything. But thank you for warning me.
Oh, I wish it were not you who has taken my island.
Why?
Because I must hate you.
And you can't?
No.
Perhaps if you tried very hard.
Not even if I tried very hard.
But this is shocking. You're laughing with the villain who has deprived you of Neopalia.
I feel rather that I am laughing with a friend.
Here all your life?
Yes. I went to Rhodos once. The towns frightened me. All that pushing and hurrying everywhere. I was grateful to return here. Where do you live, Lord Oxley?
I have a house in Dorset called Greensleeves. A shooting lodge in the Scottish Highlands and another house in Berkeley Square.
You must be very rich.
Well, comfortably off.
And you wanted an island as well?
Why not? You might earn a red gown, perhaps, and a blue one. But nevertheless, if you set your heart on a yellow ensemble, nothing will satisfy you until...
Yes, I see.
Well, the unobtainable suddenly becomes obtainable.
But it often becomes dust and ashes. When I was a child, I longed for an English doll. My governess sent for one. I do not know what I had imagined. But when it came, it had glass eyes, painted cheeks, and such a silly smile.
Oh, the agony of disenchantment. But I'm not disenchanted with Neopalia yet.
That may be so. But you have not been here long, my lord.
Not my lord. Just Lord Oxley? Particularly charming this evening, Miss Frosso.
This is our Neopalian national dress. The fiesta dress.
It's delightful. With your coloring.
Mr. Swinton, he has asked me to call him Denny. Says he will make omelettes for dinner, so I dressed accordingly for this very special occasion.
We've been here a week, and every night Denny's made the same promise, yet still no omelettes.
Oh, tonight will be different. Tonight he has promised me.
Ah.
You have been here in the castle a week already?
A week.
Are you sure?
Not a sign from your cousin Constantine or Vlasto.
It is very worrying.
I think they're hoping that we shall make the first move.
Yes.
But we are not going to make it. We shall eat omelettes and drink the local wine. And after dinner, I shall continue my lessons in astronomy.
Certainly the sky is very beautiful at night. I never knew there were so many stars.
Well, what's the verdict?
Your omelette was delicious.
Yes, well done, Denny. You've missed your vocation. You should have been chef at the optimum.
My lord?
Yes, Watkins?
I'm sorry to disturb your lordship, but I rather fancy I can hear something.
It's our old friend, One-Eyed Alexander.
It means that Constantinos and the islanders are coming.
I suggest you go to your apartment, Miss Frosin.
You do not trust me?
We may have to shoot, and they are your people.
But Constantinos is no longer my cousin.
I could see torches, my lord.
Constantine, no longer your cousin.
No, he killed my uncle. For that, I disown him forever.
Charles.
Yes?
There seem rather a lot of them. Shall I fire a few shots? Purely as a warning, of course.
What were you saying, Miss Rawson?
I cannot associate myself with him anymore. Oh, you have no right to the island, Lord Oxley, but Constantine...
They're carrying modern rifles.
What?
By Jove, so they are. That explains why they haven't attacked. They must have been waiting to obtain the rifle.
It won't help them, my lord. They've still got to cross the moat if they want to get at us. And they haven't brought boats this time.
All the same, they seem to be lining up on the bank. What the devil do they think they're playing at?
Put up your hands, please, gentlemen. Lasto and I have you covered. There is no point in resistance. The castle is full of my men.
How on earth did you get in?
There are more ways into the castle than one, Lord Oxley. You forget I'm a Stephanopoulos and know the secrets of my own house. Ah, Frosso, I trust you have been well treated. My apologies for the delay in rescuing you, but my men needed proper equipment. Lasto?
Name me, Lorde.
Lower the drawbridge. Tell the assembly I want all its members here.
At once, my Lord Constantine.
Dimitri, pare da pistola, eh?
And back here, my Lorde.
I say, what's going on?
I'm afraid we shall have to surrender our pistols.
What do you mean, Constantine? That you are a Stephanopoulos and know the secrets of your own house?
My dear Frosso, like all well-designed medieval castles, this one has a secret passage. And in the same medieval tradition, the elder son is informed of its existence on his 21st birthday. And now, Lord Oxley, I will tell you what I propose to do with you. Your presence here offends me and my people. If you had departed in the first place, you would have saved everyone, including yourself, a great deal of trouble. You would have left in safety. But now the people of Neopalia are angry. The island parliament is assembling in the courtyard below. It is they who will decide whether you and your friends are put into an open boat and cast away from our shores, or whether a fatal accident might be a more suitable...
No, Constantine, you cannot do that.
My dear cousin, you seem to have changed your attitude towards Lord Oxley. Have you become attached to your captors?
Let them go. Let them go free.
It is for the members of the assembly to decide. I shall obey their wishes.
Kiri arko de tutopu. See up on the sea gas that they have done to an anthropo. Get to spill us to.
Matata Donati! Premina Petalus!
Sanato!
Sanato! Sanato! Sanato! Sanato!
Costadino! Mi vareni since he su me cenureo fonico!
Sanato!
What's happening, Charles?
I'm asking for our death.
What?
Frosso has accused him of murdering his father.
Good father.
But he's denied it and says that we killed him.
The devil he does.
Lord Oxley, you speak our language, but your friends do not. I must therefore tell them the verdict of my people. They say that you have stolen our island, and furthermore that you murdered my father, Stefano Stefanopoulos.
That is a lie. It was you, Constantine, who killed my uncle. You and you alone.
We had no part in your father's death, Stephanopoulos.
Enough. There is no point in trying to deny it. Nothing you or my cousin Frosso can say is of any use. You and your companions have been found guilty, and for this and other crimes against us, you shall all die. The executions will take place at dawn tomorrow.
But this is monstrous. We're British subjects. How would you explain our deaths to our government?
That will be easy. Merely tell them this. We are a simple people whose anger is quickly aroused. Furious at your murderous attack on a defenseless old man, our island passions boiled over.
How ridiculous.
There will be an exchange of telegrams between our governments. Perhaps a commission of inquiry will be appointed. But that will be all.
You cannot do this, Constantine.
How little you know me, Frosso.
I know you are even through and through.
Calm, sensible. What is this man to you, this Englishman?
He is the man I have grown to love.
Frosso.
When my people know this, they will not harm him.
How romantic. You must have a way with the ladies, Lord Oxley. First, your beautiful fiancée, Miss Amberley, and now my cousin Frosso. What a pity that your amatory career must be cut short.
The people will not touch him. When I convinced them
not
that
so?
He was...
Conduct Lady Frosso to her apartments.
Yes, my Lord Constantine, Lado.
Take your filthy hands off her!
Keep him covered, Dimitri. Quite a theatrical touch, Lord Oxley. Now the details for tomorrow. Our rough island justice has always favored throwing criminals over the cliff.
No.
But We must adopt more modern methods. Dimitri here is a crack shot. So if you prefer to be... What's the devil?
The Navy's here. No, it's not one of our ships.
It is the governor's gunboat.
Overwhelms me.
Another glass of port, Muraki Pasha.
Thank you. The cellars here have always been excellent. Excellent.
The Lady Frosso told me that her uncle's palate was renowned.
The Lady Frosso, as you call her, has become a very beautiful woman. When I last saw her, she was still a girl. A pity she cannot dine with us.
She sent word she would dine in her own apartments. More port, Denny.
Thank you, Charles.
You have evidently made a great impression on the Lady Frosso, Lord Oxley.
Are you staying long on the island, Potter?
A great impression, Lord Oxley. Yes, indeed. Our cousin Constantine is complaining of his quarters in the prison. Amusing, is it not, considering he built them? Where was I? Ah, yes. He told me of his beautiful cousin's passionate avowal. It really was fortunate I appeared on the scene.
Most fortunate. Now, Pasha...
Will you be staying long on the island, Lord Oxley?
Well, that'll depend...
On the Lady Frosso.
On many things.
The crew are keen to get back to Rhodes.
I do not wonder. Rhodes is so charming. If you left tomorrow, you should arrive in less than 3 days. Shall I give instructions, Lord Oxley? I will put my boat at your disposal.
You're too kind, Muraki Pasha, but my plans are uncertain.
I would not presume to dictate your movements, but unhappily I am in an official position. I feel that circumstances being as they are, it would be best for you to return to England.
Unfortunately, I have business to discuss with Miss Stephanopoulos, which may take some time. I've not seen her since your opportune arrival.
That is hardly surprising, Lord Oxley. I have indicated that it would be advisable for her to remain in her apartments for the present.
Are you implying that she's a prisoner?
Nothing so crude, my dear Oxley. But I'm not altogether happy about the part she played in the recent disturbances. So, she will continue to remain in her rooms. And now, if you will forgive me, I will retire to my quarters. A most enjoyable dinner and excellent port. Thank you.
Well.
What the hell does he think he's up to, Charles?
I have no idea, but he simply cannot detain Frosso and insist on our departure.
Can't he? He's in command here. If you ask me, he's smitten.
Smitten?
Fallen in love.
I'm not going to be treated like this by Muraki Pasha, governor or no.
Her staircase will be guarded by his men.
There are other ways. What about those battlements above her room? If they could be reached.
All very well, but how do you propose to get there?
That's a point. Do you suppose you could lay your hands on a rope?
I should think so. There's a whole heap of the stuff like that in one of the cellars. Watkins pointed it out to me yesterday. A regular ship's stores.
Well, then, let's see what can be done without arousing anyone's suspicion.
Now, if I can lasso this projection above the buttress... Damn, missed it.
Try again.
Blast, missed again.
Once more.
Done it.
Well done. Right. Keep your eyes open. I'm going up.
All right, Charles.
Yep, I'm here.
I want
stand by.
Happy, fancy, free. Oh. I want an enchanted day. Why did you ever look at me? Oh, why did I see your face? My poor heart has learned to wait.
only me, Oxley.
Lord Oxley.
I didn't mean to interrupt your song.
How did you manage to reach my room?
I climbed up by a rope.
Lord Oxley, I...
You're being well treated, well looked after.
Madame Rosa comes each day from the village. She is very fond of me.
It's a case of the devil and the deep blue sea, is it not? Constantine was the devil, but Moraki is the deep blue sea.
Can I offer you any refreshment, Lord Oxley? I am well provided, as you see. A glass of brandy, perhaps?
Thank you. And you?
I drink only wine.
And the wine here is excellent.
Denny and Watkins, they are well?
Thank you. As well as can be expected.
You talk like a doctor.
Is this local brandy?
It comes from Cyprus.
It's excellent.
Lord Oxley, we have so much to say, yet we talk about the brandy.
That is because we have so much to say, Miss Frosson.
The other day, when Constantinos, I had to say that I cared for you. It was the only way, you understand, because the people love me, and if they thought that
Of course, I understand. You did me a great service. I shall never forget your gallantry and your courage.
I did not know about Miss... About the lady you are to marry. Otherwise, I...
Miss Amberley's people and mine are old friends. Our estates march.
She is beautiful?
Yes.
Fair?
Yes. As fair as...
Yes?
As fair as you are dark.
I would never have dreamt of saying what I said if I had known.
Of course, of course.
You have finished your brandy.
So I have. It was excellent.
Another glass.
Thank you. No.
Lord Oxley...
Do not think... After all, we agreed we were friends. Do not think you would call me Charles?
Yes. If you would call me Frosso.
I think I would like another glass of brandy. Frosso?
Of course, Charles.
Now, to business. Moraki Pasha wishes me to leave the island.
Oh.
I told him I could not go without seeing you. He sought to prevent my seeing you. Why?
I must tell you, Lord... Charles. Moraki Pasha wishes to marry me.
But he already has a wife.
Oh, he is a Muslim. He may have more than one.
But you would never...
Never. But he hopes that if he keeps me prisoner long enough...
This is monstrous. We must get you away at once.
But how? I am well guarded, and I am sure you could not smuggle me out. No doubt you are guarded,
too. You're right. He has men posted on the drawbridge for our protection, so he says.
There is another English saying, like the devil in the deep blue sea. Something about the frying pan and the fire.
Cousin Charles?
What the devil? Denny. Watkins.
Yes, my lord.
Well, come in, for goodness sake. Whatever's the matter, Denny?
We came up the road because it seems we are in a state of siege again.
What?
Murachi's men have raised the drawbridge and surrounded the castle.
The frying pan into the fire. Oh, but now that you are here, may I offer you a drink?
I say, Frosso, I do like this room of yours.
Oh, it has been the apartment of the Stephanopoulos ladies for many centuries.
Those stone cats over the chimney piece.
Mm.
Jolly little creatures.
You notice their eyes. They are blind.
By Jove, so they are.
Two cats, how do you call them in heraldry? Two cats regardant ghouls on a field of corn ore.
Is that the family motto underneath?
Yes, it means we always find a way.
I sincerely hope so.
Find a way. If only we could find a way, Charles.
We will, my dear, never fear.
That portrait over there. Alarming looking fellow. Who is he?
Oh, that is One-Eyed Alexander, our island bard.
Oh, the one who wrote that charm?
Yes.
What exactly does it say?
I once made a translation for my English governess. I'll sing it for you. The stranger came. He stole our land. He set his foot on our sacred strand. And Alexander raised up this cry. This stranger lord is doomed to die.
You hear, Denny?
These castle walls were high and strong. This stranger lord did not heed our song. But when the moon rose above the bay, we set our feet on the sea.
way.
His secret way is hard to trace, from seagirt rocks to fireplace, where two cats lie on a field of corn, their stony eyes on the birds of dawn.
Charming.
Yes, rather.
Oh, it goes on. How they found this stranger lord and how they threw him over the cliff, all that.
Beg your pardon, m'lady. Hmm? But where was the stranger lord when they found him?
Oh, they say he was sitting here in this apartment, Watkins. Why?
How did one-eyed Alexander and his men get into the castle, m'lady?
I don't know.
This secret way, m'lady. What does it mean?
The secret way? I do not know.
The Lord Constantine got into the castle by a secret way, didn't he, m'lady?
Yes. Yes, he must have done.
I remember. He said it was a secret way, only known to the eldest son of a Stephanopoulos.
Just a moment, my lord.
Oh, no, not again, Watkins.
Yes, Watkins, carry on.
I remember we were besieged in the Maharaja's palace in Faluqistan. An old guru came and sat outside the barred window. He sang one of them Indian chants. Then suddenly switched from Urdu into English. And then we recognized him. He was one of our Havildars.
I do.
He sang about the sacred fish guarding the secret way into the palace. Sacred fish always tasted of mud, my lord.
Get on with it, Watkins.
Yes, my lord. Well, the Havildar said the sacred fish would set us free. Well, that made us think a bit. So we had a look round, and there, on the wall, were some fish engraved on a stone. So what did we do?
Come on, Watkins, get a move on.
All in good time, Mr. Denny. As I was saying, my lord, we examined these fish very carefully. The stone was a bit loose. We could shift it. Behind was a flight of steps leading to a passage which came out the other side of the river.
What are you getting at, Watkins?
Well, sir, I was thinking about those stone cats.
The cats! I've remembered the last verse of the chant. It goes, if you'd be the man who would never die, then press each cat on its sightless eye.
Great Scott, I believe you've got it, Watkins.
Press each cat on its sightless eye. And that's just what I'm going to do. Here goes. First this cat, then the second cat. Well, I'm pressing all right, but nothing seems to be happening.
Mr. Denny, look, the panel beside you. It's springing back! Denny, you've done it!
Oh, Watkins, you've done it.
A flight of steps? This must be the secret way.
This is how one-eyed Alexander got into the castle.
And this, Watkins, is how we get out.
Ready to check stores, Watkins?
Yes, Mr. Denny. Now, first and most important, two lanterns.
Right.
Bread, cheese, dried meat, water bottles.
Wine.
Brandy, Mr. Denny.
Good. Carry on, Watkins.
A length of rope. Sheet knives. Matches. Yes, I think that's the lot, Mr. Denny.
Pity they've got our pistols. Floss, are you ready? Will you be warm enough?
Thank you. I have my fur cloak.
I wonder how long the passage is.
Well, my lord, it can't be very long. The song said it led to a sea-girt place, probably quite near the quay where we landed.
When we get there, what do we do then?
If it comes out at Crusader's Bay, that's where the quay is. There will be caique from Rhodos. They call here to sell their fish.
Caique?
Oh, big fishing boats. They ply between the islands. Madame Rosa's brother, Lysander, has one.
By the way, what's happened to her?
Oh, Muraki Pasha allowed her safe conduct through the village.
How is she?
She says nothing, but I know how she feels towards Konstantinos. We have an island saying, revenge is a dish which people of taste prefer to savor cold.
Charles? The gear's all checked. Are you ready?
Frosso?
I am ready, Charles.
Watkins?
Yes, my lord.
You're in charge of the expedition.
Very good, my lord.
And Denny?
Yes, Charles?
You can act as quartermaster sergeant. Now, Watkins, what are the orders?
Well, my lord, I'll go first, if you'll permit. Then Mr. Denny. Then the young lady.
And I'll bring up the rear.
Yes, my lord.
Then lead on, Macduff. Better give me your hand, Frosso. The steps are very steep.
Secret way is hard to trace.
But we've found it, Frosso, and all will be well.
I hope so, Charles. I hope so.
Muraki Pasha! Muraki Pasha!
What is
is it?
The Lady Frosto.
Come in. What is it, Silvio?
The Lady Frosto is not in her apartment.
What?
We have searched everywhere.
You have let her escape out, Banyan dog.
No, Effendi. No, there is only one door, and that has been guarded night and day. It is also locked and barred.
She must be there, then, hiding.
No, we have searched everywhere, Effendi, and...
Go on, man.
There were plates and glasses on the table. Four people had been eating and drinking. I called Hachwit here, and he said...
The Lord Oxley and his companions were not in our quarters.
No.
The door was not locked, but they were under constant supervision. Yes. The drawbridge is still up, so they cannot have left the castle.
Could they have joined the Lady Frosto in her apartment?
That is what we think, Moraki Pasha. There was a rope on her balcony. They would have climbed up from the terrace below.
But there is nobody in her apartment now.
Nobody. I would stake my life on it.
It is clear that they were together in the Lady Frost's apartment. It is also clear that they are not there now. This is an old castle, and there have been many stories of a secret way. Bring the Lord Constantine here at once.
Yes, Moraki Pasha. We will go down to the prison at once.
All right, Frost?
My shoes are full of darkness.
They should have called it the Stony Way.
If I may say so, my lord, I think we should light the other lantern. There's a strong draught, and if this one should blow out...
You're absolutely right, Watkins. Denny, we'll halt for a while. Frosso, here's my coat. I suggest you sit down and rest.
I wish I'd worn stouter shoes. Thank you, Charles.
All right?
Very comfortable.
I'll do a bit of reconnoitering, I think, Charles. I won't be long. Watkins, give me one of the lanterns.
Here you are, Mr. Denny.
If you hear me yell, it'll mean that there are bats in this beastly place.
Better keep an eye on him, Watkin.
Very good, my lord.
Frosso.
Yes, Charles.
I have a sort of present for you.
For me?
I decided to give it to you some time ago. It was one of the many reasons I was determined to see you again.
Yes?
Here, my dear.
Charles, what is it?
A deed of gift, duly witnessed by Denny and Watkins. Neopalia is yours.
Oh.
It always was, of course, but once again, it is yours officially. No one can now question your title as Princess of the Island.
Charles.
Perhaps I may be allowed to visit you now and then.
Oh, you and Lady Oxley will always be welcome.
It's just as well your cousin Constantine's a prisoner.
Oh.
He knows of the existence of this secret passage. Indeed, he used it to gain entrance to the castle.
To think that once I imagined I would marry Constantinos... The idea makes me shudder.
I understand.
Charles.
Yes?
I haven't thanked you for your present. I know I must thank you, but I don't know what to say.
You've no need to thank me.
Your generosity, I have no words to express. Perhaps one day I will write.
I would very much like to hear from you. I hope Denny's all right. Foolhardy fellow.
I think Denny will always bear a charmed life.
I hope you're right.
Charles, I have a gift for you. Here.
Your ring? But Frosso, you must...
It is the signet ring of the Stephanopoulos family. Take it and wear it. It will protect you across the seas to England. And when you reach your country, take it off and throw it into the ocean, and one day it will come back to me. That is our superstition.
Oh, my dear.
Charles.
Cousin Charles.
What is it, Denny?
The going's pretty straightforward as far as I can make out, except that about 50 yards on, there's a sort of chasm. The path seems to have crumbled away.
A chasm? How wide?
Oh, about 10 feet, I should say. Wouldn't you, Watkins?
Yes, Mr. Denny, just about.
How deep is it? Can we climb down?
Not a chance. I dropped a small boulder and it was 3 seconds before I heard a splash. That means it must be 50 feet deep or more.
10 feet across... Then we'll have to jump it.
Jump? Across a chasm?
Don't worry. I'll go first and catch you.
But I cannot.
It will be easy, really.
No, I'm terrified of heights. I cannot jump across a gap like that. I'd rather die.
We shall have to go back, then.
Oh, Charles, I am sorry.
We can't go back. Muraki's men will have discovered our escape by now. We simply dare not risk it.
We must. There's nothing else for it.
I suppose we must.
My lord, remember we closed the panel behind us. Do we know how to open it from this side?
Yes, you've got a point there, Watkins.
Leave me here. That's what you must do. Leave me. I entreat you, Charles. I could not cross. I'd fall. I know.
I would not dream of leaving you here, Frosso. Let's go have a look at this chasm of yours, Denny. You wait here for us, Frosso. We won't be a minute. It does present quite a problem. It's a good 10 feet. Quite a jump for a man, and if you suffer from vertigo...
What about the rope? We could rig up a bosun's chair.
We could try it, but I doubt if Frosso would agree. Let's see again how deep it is. Time me as I drop this rock, will you? Now.
More than 50 feet, as I said.
If I might make a suggestion, my lord.
Oh, no, not again, Watkins.
Shut up, Denny. Can you, Watkins?
Well, my lord, we had a subaltern once who had this vertigo. Couldn't abide heights. So when we had to cross a narrow gorge, the rest of us jumped, but he refused. Well, there was only one thing to be done, so we did it.
Get on with it, Watkins.
Well, we just knocked him out, tied a rope under his arms, threw one end to the other side, lowered him gently, and our fellas pulled him over as we paid out the rope.
Splendid, Watkins. The boat.
That's enough. We certainly cannot do anything of that sort now.
No, my lord.
Anyway, let's get her here and see what she says. Frosso! Frosso!
Is that the chasm? Oh.
Yes, Frosso.
Oh, no, no, I'd fall. I couldn't. Go on and leave me, please, I beg you. Go on without me. I could never...
I understand, my dear. Well, there's nothing for it. We'll have to go back.
Good God. Watkins, what have you done? Sorry, my lord, it was the only way. The young lady will only be out for a couple of minutes. If you will give me a hand, Mr. Denny.
Watkins. Here's the rope. I'll make a clove hitch. So. Now, Watkins, hold her steady.
Right, Mr. Denny.
I'll pass the loop under her arms. Like that. That's it. Now get the knot directly between her shoulder blades. Like that.
All right.
Steady, Watkins. Steady as you go. Right. I think we're about ready, Charles.
Give me the end of the rope. Right. I'll jump. You stand by, Denny. Right you are, Denny. Start to lower her. Gently now. Ollie! Ollie! Get it there! All right, stop. Just take a breather. Now, another couple of yards.
We'll have to worry, my lord. She's coming round.
Now, you can do it. Right, I'm taking the strain now. Watkins, must jump across. You can manage on your own, Daddy. Brace yourself. Right, Watkins. Give me a hand with the rope, Pilot. Good. Now, you steady her as I pull up. That's it. She's here. Thank God. Frosso?
What happened?
You're all right, my dear. You're safe. You're on the other side of the chasm.
I'm across? Did I faint? How did I... Oh, my neck hurts. Charles, what happened?
Never mind, my dear. You're across. Thank heavens you're safely across. Here, take my arm, Frosso.
No, I'm all right, Charles. Really, I... Oh!
Take my arm.
Very well, Charles.
That's better, isn't it?
Much better.
I can see light ahead.
There's a tang of salt in the air, my lord. The sea can't be far away.
Do you hear? We'll soon be out of this, Frosso.
Then what will happen?
We hope to find a sailing boat, don't we?
And you will leave the shores of Neophile.
Yes. But you will come with us to Rhodos.
And what shall I do in Rhodos?
We must lay information about the situation here, about Muraki and your cousin Constantine.
Yes. And then after that, I will return to Neophile.
Your island.
I am glad it is my island again, but...
Yes?
I shall be very busy. It will soon be the time of the vintage. We sell our wines very well, and there is much preparation.
By Jove, look there, ahead.
We're nearly there.
Daylight.
It's some sort of beach, my lord. I think we're quite close to the quay.
Come along, Frosso.
When we reach daylight, Charles, you will go your way, and I will go mine. I shall look back on all this and...
Come on, Frosso. What are you waiting for?
I'm coming.
Just round this rock, and we're there.
You are there indeed, gentlemen.
Muraki Pasha.
At your service, Lord Oxley. No, don't move. We have you covered. We have been expecting you, have we not, my Lord Constantine?
I see that you have discovered the secret of the Stephanopoulos family.
Constantino, but I thought you were in prison.
I was. But Muraki Pasha and I reached
Muraki
an agreement.
Pasha, what is the meaning of this?
Lord Oxley, as governor of the island...
Governor, indeed.
As governor of the island, I formally charge you and your companions with the murder of the Lord Stefano Stefanopoulos.
It's a lie.
And also with detaining the Lady Efrosine against her will.
Again you lie.
The Lord Constantine will bear witness to your crimes.
Oh, he will he? Batman's the biggest liar.
Anthony, Muraki Pasha, as I've already told Lord Constantine, do you think my government will do nothing?
England is a long way off.
The arm of empire stretches to the end of the earth.
To an unknown island in the Aegean. No, Lord Oxley, England is too busy in India and Africa to bother about small fry like you. Blasto.
Ne possiamo?
Vesti calato, se la desmenos.
What's he saying, Charles?
We're
going
to shoot him.
Nene.
Listen. Oh, one-eyed song again.
But look, my lord. There's a small force of men coming towards us from the quayside.
So I see, and after so much blood by the sound of them.
I think that perhaps my fellow Neapolitans intend to do my work for me. They do not love you, Lord Oxley.
You're so sure they love you?
It is my island.
No, Constantine. It is my island. Lord Oxley has made it over to me. I have his deed of gift.
Indeed. Most interesting. I smell a romance. Hey, Muraki Pasha?
Who is that man leading the islanders?
The tall fellow with the musket. That's Lysander. One of our fishermen.
It is Madame Rose's brother. The one I told you about, Lysander.
The old pig!
We are surrounded, my lord.
So I observe, Watkins.
Muraki Pasha!
What do you want here, Lysander? Whom do you seek?
One of your number who has done us great wrong. He who has brought shame and dishonor to our island.
You seek the Lord Oxley.
No, Effendi. It is not the Englishman we want, but the assassin of our late dear lord. The vile wretch who shed his father's blood. That guilty man who stands beside you now. The Lord Constantine.
Arnatosto Gostadino!
We know at last.
It's not true. The Englishman who killed my father.
No, my lord Constantine, it was you.
It's a lie. It's a lie, I tell
it
you.
It is the truth, my lord.
Save me, your excellency. Save me from...
No one can save you now, Constantine Stephanopoulos. A life for a life is our island law. And that law must be obeyed.
By gad, they've killed Constantine.
So perish all evildoers.
I should have known Madame Rosa's brothers would be revenged for her. Family honor is strong in the island.
Stout fellow, that Lysander.
I'm afraid there will be trouble from the Turkish government. When Muraki Pasha returns to Constantinople, there is no knowing what he will say or do.
Nevertheless, I'm most thankful he's gone.
Well, he could hardly stay with his men in custody and Lysander in control of the island.
What are your plans now, Frossum?
I shall stay here in the castle, as I always have done. As I told you, it is time for the harvest and the vintage. Madame Rosa?
Lisandro Cinesi was not al pari e ti mace tocaiti.
Ecaristo. Madame Rosa brings a message from Lisander. They are ready to sail. You must go. Goodbye, Watkins, and thank you for all you have done for me.
Thank you, milady.
And you, dear Denny. Perhaps one day... Oh, you kiss my hand. You are very gallant. One day, I think there will be a very lucky girl.
If only she were like you.
No, she will be like herself, Denny. And now, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll follow you, Denny.
Right you are, Cousin Charles.
And now, it is goodbye, Charles.
Goodbye, Frossum.
I hope you will be very happy.
Thank you.
Do not forget to throw my ring into the sea.
Frossum...
I shall read about your wedding in the English papers. My old governor still sends them to me.
I am in honor bound, you understand?
I understand. I could not love thee, dear, so much. Loved I not honor more. You see, I do know your English poets.
I could not let Beatrice down.
Oh, but you love her. You must, otherwise...
You think you love the stars until you look on the face of the moon.
I shall miss my lessons in astronomy.
I shall miss. Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye.
Oh, Charles. Oh, my love.
Duke and Duchess of Padua, Captain and Mrs. Hugh Drummond, Mr. Henry Lakington, Miss Beatrice Amberley and Lord Oxley.
Ah, Miss Amberley. More ravishing than ever.
Thank you.
You're a lucky man, Oxley. Captain Hamid.
Your Excellency.
Pray escort Miss Amberley to the gold drawing room and give her a glass of champagne. You will excuse me, Miss Amberley, but I have a little business to discuss with your fiancé.
Your Excellency?
A brief word, Lord Oxley. My government were most interested in your adventures in Neopania.
I am flattered, Your Excellency.
I'm afraid we were all sadly mistaken in Moraki Pasha. However, he has now retired into private life.
And Frosso? I mean Miss Stephanopoulos?
Since the unfortunate death of her cousin, an accident with a sporting rifle, I understand. The young lady is ruling Neopalia as princess of the island. A charming girl, is she not?
Charming.
We were most impressed by your quixotic gesture in handing over the island to her. But then, as I say, she is a very charming girl.
Very.
I gather that Miss Amberley and you are to be married next month.
Yes.
May I wish you every happiness? A charming young lady.
Charming.
Her Majesty the Queen Dowager of Ruritania and Mr. Rassendyll.
Your Majesty, more ravishing than ever. How are they all at Zenda? You're a lucky man, Rudolph.
His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales. It is George Keppel.
Ah, there you are, Beatrice.
Thank you for my champagne, Captain Hamid.
Miss Amberley, Lord Oxley.
Talking about your tedious island, I suppose. I simply don't know what's come over you, Charles. First you buy an island you've never seen, then you give it away to a chit of a girl you've hardly met. And another thing, Charles, you were 5 minutes late in calling for me this evening.
There is a reception at Londonderry House tonight. My coachman could do nothing.
I think it's time we had a serious talk, Charles.
What better time than the present, my dear? Perhaps I'd better fortify myself with some champagne.
I noticed you had 2 brandies and soda last night, Charles.
I had 3, Beatrice, 1 before you arrived. Yes, champagne, please.
Yes, madam.
Mama was telling me only the other day there was a history of drink in the Oxley family.
There is indeed. An ancestor of mine was given an extra large tot of rum on the scaffold.
Pray do not be flippant, Charles. You've been back from your ridiculous island 6 weeks already.
7 weeks.
And you've hardly been anywhere. Why, you refused to escort me to the Montclair soiree last Thursday.
But you found another escort with no difficulty.
Yes. Dear Bootle Shropshire. He's always so gallant. You know, Charles, there's more to Bootles than meets the eye.
Really? I thought there was less.
Charles, you know I'm devoted to you.
Thank you.
While you were away, Mama tried to take me out of myself and out of London.
Very wise of her.
So I spent several of Saturday to Mondays with the Shropshires.
How nice for you. And for them, of course.
Bootles was most attentive.
What are you trying to say to me, Beatrice?
Bootles may not have your intellect, Charles, but he has a kind heart.
And kind hearts are more than coronets. Although, of course, he has one of those, too.
Strawberry leaves are so becoming.
He also has a racing stable, a yacht, a coal mine, half of Brazil, a blaze of diamonds, a collection of Van Dykes, and no chin.
Oh, I always knew you'd understand, Charles.
No one could give a man his congé more gracefully than you, Beatrice. The better man wins. And I'm flattered to have been beaten by Booth.
I was happy, fancy free. My world an enchanted bliss. Why did you ever look at me? Oh, why did I see your face? I know you were never true. My poor heart has learned to ache. Let it know. Olga. No. It's not true. It can't be.
Don't look at me like that, my dear. I'm not a ghost.
Charles.
Yes, Francois. Charles.
But how did you get here?
By the packet from Rudos. Madame Rosa showed me in.
And your... Lady Oxley, she is with you.
Miss Beatrice Amberley is now the Duchess of Shropshire.
I don't understand.
She found somebody who suited her better.
You mean she jilted you?
She did. Very sensible of her. Beatrice was born to be a duchess.
Then you are...
I'm free, my adorable Frosel.
But you must have cared for her.
Have you forgotten what I said about the stars and the moon? I was very fond of Beatrice, but we both realized we were not right for each other.
Charles, you're still wearing my ring.
Yes, Frosel. For once I disobeyed your orders. I shall always wear it. And hope one day you will wear mine.
Oh, Charles.
My love.
In The Princess of the Island, a play for radio by Diana Morgan and Patrick Hampshire, adapted from the novel Frosso by Anthony Hope, Barry Justice played the part of Lord Oxley, and Elizabeth Crowd played Frosso. Beatrice Amberley was played by Sarah Coward, the Turkish Ambassador by John Gabriel, Muraki Pasha, Gerald Cross, Madame Muraki and Rosa, Monica Vassiliou. Constantine Stephanopoulos, Alec Mango, Denny Swinton, Nick Hoy, Watkins, Sean Barrett, Vlasto, John Theocaris, Old Stefano, Edward Kelsey, Lysander, Sean Arnold. Other parts were played by Patrick Tull and David Valla. The music was composed by Jeffrey Wright, who also played the piano, and the bouzouki was played by Andreas Tomazzi. The play was produced by Archie Campbell.